Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome. Happy Monday to all of you. Today is March the 30th, 2026. I'm so excited to be with you all today on this happy Monday as we are definitely immersed in that Virgo moon, getting ready for that full moon on April the 1st. And I can't believe it's April already. I'm hiding a little bit from you guys today, like a good Virgo rising in a Virgo moon, but I'm actually kidding. I had a little something done over the weekend to get ready for next week's wedding, and it's just not video appropriate yet, but I will be back with you 1 week today on that video. I'm just a little red, so I didn't want you guys to worry about that. And it's definitely best to just go on in. I feel like sometimes I could just come on in and do some great readings with you all. And next week we'll have a really good hour together. And I promise I'll be back on that video. We're getting some things set up here in the office to come. You know, I'm definitely preparing for a great setup with you guys and trying to make everything brighter and lighter in the room, and super excited about that. So I want to welcome all of you. We are in Holy Week. We are in Easter Week. We are in Passover. We have so many beautiful things going on in the world and sometimes not so much. I am definitely getting ready for full-on mother of the groom mode. As you all know, on April the 4th, my son, who I always call my perfect son, is getting married to his very long-term love. And I'm just still, you know, I'm ready for it. But at the same time, I don't think we're ever ready for it, if you know, as parents, if you know what I mean. It's definitely a journey, and I am excited about it. Also, I was going to tease you guys and tell you that at the strike of 12 last night, I ended my 40-day ice cream fast, 3 pounds heavier, because I could never, honestly, and it's so funny, I was going to tell you that my face was too big because I ate so much ice cream at 12:01 a.m. that I couldn't be seen today, but I'm teasing, and that's not true. I did eat a little tiny bit, and I was like, oh God, is this what you missed? You know, it was very uneventful. Nevertheless, it was an accomplishment, and also teasing and joking. It's because I think when we have something in our lives that we feel a little joy from, it creates less stress. And this is the only answer I really have, that I gained a little bit, you know, a few pounds, whatever, because I think that I had no satisfaction in some way. So I was always looking for that thing over the 40-day cycle to find something that would fulfill me or satisfy me, like that little tiny bit of ice cream that I eat. And so that wasn't happening. And lesson learned, it took me 60 years to get through one 40-day cycle of something that I love to be without. So that was very good. And I think that it's so funny that, yeah, I'll never give it up again, to tell you the truth. But I'm teasing you guys. I think it's good to challenge ourselves every now and then. My patience was definitely tested at the end of those 40 days. Because my husband had made ice cream for the entire neighborhood, basically, over the 48-hour period at the end there, that like 38, 39, day 38 through 40, the whole town was eating ice cream in my face, and it was pretty funny. And so in any case, I did not flinch, of course. I'm so glad I have an Aries moon. I am definitely glad. I'm so glad that I'm back with you all today. I want you to come on in. I want you to tell me what your holiday plans are. Continue to be careful all over. I am super excited to come and do readings for you guys today. And I was also thinking about, and I'm sure Mark went through the planets. I'm so excited about this Libra moon because the full moon is really about, speaking of the wedding, the seventh house and all the energy that it you know, goes along with. It's also really about balancing yourselves in a way so that you can not only, I'm going to say balance, but there's more to it than that, because not only do you want to find a balance and harmony within yourselves, you definitely want to find that with others and your relationships with others, whether you do that out loud or you do that silently, or you do it privately, hopefully, or you even writing a letter, whatever it is that brings you back, to center, and that brings you back to that peace of mind or that inner harmony between your body, mind, and spirit. I think it's so very up for now, and I think it's very, very important because it does help you attract more of what you want. And, you know, at the same time, I feel like your relationship with kindness has also been tested of late. And I know even with this retrograde, the last Mercury retrograde, or this recent one, I had seen so many people that I know, or so many people that I really don't know well enough yet, but there have been so many challenges to our kindness and our inner peace, which leads to how kind we can become. And it's so much easier sometimes, because there was a lot, and I want to blame Pisces, but I won't. I don't want to blame anything on anyone or anything. I'm not doing the blame game, but I am going to talk about being kind to yourselves, because I have seen so much self-inflicted negative talk or chatter or whatever it may be, you know, and instead I'd like to see with this moon, I think there's so much kindness coming, and we have to remain kind to ourselves so we could be kind to others and vice versa, because we like to say this. Maybe like doesn't always attract like. Maybe we didn't do anything wrong in reality, and realistically, do you think, you know, we don't deserve certain treatment from others, or we don't deserve to feel judged by others. We don't deserve to feel quieted or afraid to speak our mind or our truth and things like this. And I feel like from that place, you know, if you feel like you're having to defend yourself, or you feel like you're having to constantly explain yourself for something, you have to take a step back from some of this and start really being more kind to yourself before you can go engage with others. Because I think some of this is where you step into some of your power. I spoke to somebody this morning about the word power, and really it's about walking into your place of empowerment. I think the word power is overused right now. I think it's aggressive. I think it's way too much with everything going on in the world. But to feel empowered in yourself means you can come out and connect and try to empower others instead of really shrinking. Or yeah, Pamela said grumpy is a good word. I just called someone grumpy last night, actually, but I think we're seeing a little bit of that grumpiness. And I feel with this moon, we do have choices, and you know, we're coexisting and I say coexisting because the Aries energy is so, so powerful, but it's also a time to recreate, to rejuvenate, or to renew and refresh ourselves in this week, you know? And we don't have to choose. Whatever you choose to feel renewed, you don't have to participate. Some of us maybe don't want to participate in festivities or holidays or new beginnings. I always see this time as a closure and then a rebirth afterwards. But yes, does the light go out a little tiny bit? Yes, it does. Does it? And but then it turns back on again. We always know when that light goes out, that it has to turn back on to see. And we're going to see something again. And so it's like putting closure to a cycle. It's a timely cycle. It's a new astrological calendar that we're, you know, just crawling, you know, into. We're going to start to walk and we're going to start to run and we're going to start to really feel that. That again, that renewal of spring and everything that goes along with it. But at the same time, we have to realize that maybe not everyone is going to see things the way you see them. And maybe not everyone is going to agree to what you see. And to respect one another along with everything else that's going on. And I think grumpy comes with feeling misunderstood, feeling unheard, feeling a little imbalanced. And then the other side of it, with Libra is, I forget who, I'm sure Mark Hessen, I'm calling you out, but I think that there are two sides, you know, to many, many signs. Every sign I think has two sides or more. And I definitely think that Libra, remember that balance of the two, you know, it's me or us or we or you, you know, that kind of thing. And so you have to remember to be fair, and you have to, and I think Libra does call us out to be fair. So remember that this week. And you know, if you're going to go chase bunny rabbits and eggs, that's good too. And so whatever you do this week, I hope you all just really celebrate life on your terms and within your terms, and also understand sometimes I think the needs of others or perhaps the people around you may not see it your way. And it's okay to coexist when we don't agree and we don't see things the way we know things or the way we understand things. And it's okay to be different. And our differences are synchronized together for purpose and really focusing on some type of higher purpose. I think the Aries energy reminds us to move more. And I also believe that it reminds us to put one foot in front of the other. But Libra always says, you know, don't forget now, balance it out. Don't go too fast. Don't go too far. You know, stay balanced and all of these other harmonious things that Aries really doesn't want to have time for. So we have to remember, okay? All right, guys. Now, with that being said, let's come into the room. Know that as of Thursday, I'm going to take a little weekend getaway with the family and really give my all to this wedding. And also, so at the same time, being so excited to return with you guys. Maureen, I am so grateful. I'm happy you're back. Congratulations to Meg. Thank you for that. And dinosaurs definitely rule. So many of us are, I'm laughing and I'm not, because I think the whole dinosaur thing, I'm on an obsession with dinosaurs, by the way, guys. And Maureen has a little something to do with that. But at the same time, I kind of feel like a little dinosaur, you know, from time to time. And definitely excited to share our wisdom and also with all of you, you know. Do you have plans for the week? Come and share. Do you have something? Are you participating in spring break? Please be careful with that and everything that you do out in the world. I think it's a really good time to take a little breather and also remember to breathe, you know. And so it is, I think the moon's preparing us. So we have a little Virgo moon. We get to hide a little bit. We get to take it easy and we get to gripe a little bit more. But then that Virgo full moon is going to come in and say, okay. I mean, that Libra full moon is going to come in and say, all right, it's time to put the hammer down and make sure you're doing everything the best you can. And definitely tend to your people and tend to your one-on-one relationships. I think it's very, very important. And I believe we're going to feel a little romance in the air. And I also, we have a lot of Venus energy too, because Venus is going into Taurus as well, as Mark reminded me so graciously this morning. And I believe that we can all really take care of business and take care of each other and ourselves. Okay. All right. Now, who's first? Pamela, why are you? She said, Pam says she hasn't unleashed on anyone, but she is grumbling internally. I think a lot of us are. There's so much going on, and it really feels that way. And all right, Lara has something to say, and then I'm going to come back to the room. Let me say good morning to everybody first. Randy, hello. Lori, hi. Patricia and Pamela and Maya, Rebecca, hi. Quelly, Annika, yes, I'll have time for sure. Mary, you got it. Becca, hi. Christine Dumouriez is with us today. Chris, good morning to you. Lots of love. And I'm really happy you're here. Maya, Jonathan. Oh, hi, Tyler. How are you, sweetie? I'm so happy to see you this morning. My godson is back. I wondered where you've been hiding out. Hope you're getting ready for that Easter bunny. And I definitely am excited about it. I feel... Somebody just mentioned about the spring cleaning. You know, I think, do we have to clean? Oh, no, I'm with you on that. But no, I like to ignore those things, but I'm teasing. Let me see. Kat, hi. Tara, hi. And Jean and Suzanne, hello. Laura, Shelley, good morning to you as well. Okay. Ellen, hi, hi. She's in Italy. Ciao, ciao. So nice that you're here, and good morning to you too. All right. Now who's first? Lara, that's where I was. Okay. Hi to you as well. I did a GoFundMe. Lara has a GoFundMe over on Facebook. And it is scheduled. She's having major surgery. She is definitely going to be cared for by her cousin. And Lara, thank you for letting us know that the GoFundMe is up there over on Facebook. And that's, I know you'll be blessed. I know you will receive the support that you need. And I'm really happy you're doing that for yourself. I know you've been putting it off for a long time. It's time. When you get on the other side of it, you know what I'm going to say next. It's like, okay. Oh my gosh. I feel like your entire world is just going to open up. And I am so excited about that for you. And I feel really good about the other side of it. And you're probably going to say, why didn't I do this sooner? But you know, everything in divine time, right? When it's meant to be, I feel this, but I know you'll recover fairly quickly, better than you expect at this point. But I think the first 3 weeks, you know, you'll be a little up and down, which is expected. And then you're going to be like, every day is going to get better and better and better. You'll be a little up and down and then really smooth sailing from there. And you'll be really good. So let me just see. I'm going to come to the top, guys, and start taking some questions. And let's take a look. Laura just returned from her anniversary trip. I'm so excited that you had a nice time. Suzanne, hello. Okay, Jean, let's take a look. Things are changing up, and I believe that as well. So let's take a look. You know what it is? I feel like you're becoming more empowered also within yourself. And I feel like you're going to do something more creative in yourself. I don't know if you're going to take something up like an activity or something. I know it sounds crazy, but I definitely feel this. And I also feel like there's going to be two people in your space. I don't know if they're like little messengers or angels or something like this, but I feel this. I feel like two people are going to really lift you up for some reason around in your, in your home environment or your neighborhood like this. I don't know if you invite anyone over or people just show up or however it is. It looks very, very possible that this, I don't know if you ever have anyone, do you ever have anybody around? Because I feel two really significant energies that are in your space that are very, very good. So I don't know if it's family, friends, do you have any plans? I just feel two good, really good people. And so that makes me feel happy for you. It almost feels like neighbor energy, but if it's in your home, I just remember me saying this when it occurs. And I do also feel like these people are going to lift you up in some way. And I don't think you see this coming. I'll say that. Okay. So you come back and share and let us know how you're doing. I do feel things are changing. And I also feel they'll continue to change. I do think you need to get out in nature. And I also see you outdoors. So I hope that makes sense to you because I think you need some more fresh air. I don't know if you garden at all, but I see when they show me like the outdoors, the grass, the dirt, the, you know, I see a little planting or something like this, and that looks fun. And I think things are changing within you. So you're going to want to get out a little more. And I hope that helps. Okay. You come back and tell me about those two energies that I'm seeing those people. Sometimes I think out of nowhere, and I know many of you know what I'm saying. I think when we put our heart into what we're doing, no matter what it is, some of the most unexpected positive things can happen, you know? And I believe this. So I feel like you're really going to start embracing things in a more rich way. It's almost like an enrichment or a rich way, you know, layered like this. Okay. So come back and let me know how you're doing. Now, let me come to the top. Annika, I did see Cat, happy Libra moon to you. You know, Cat, I don't know why, but I'm feeling a lot of blues, not the blues, blue color, blue something. There's something blue for you. I'm not trying to be talk poetry over here. There's something specific about this color, and it's very good for you. And it, honestly, if I were you, I would be even I would be thinking about a piece of jet, like a gem. What would be a blue stone? Not turquoise blue, though. I'm not into that for you. Maybe, you know, I'm not against it, but that's not what I'm visualizing. I'm visualizing more of a true blue, like a Who knows? Where are my crystal girls in here? There is definitely something beautiful about it. And also shades of blue in your home. You should add it somewhere in a room, in a special place, the paint, something, a wall. It's so lucky for you. And it's so sapphire. Thank you. Could be blue sapphire. Thank you. I don't know why I forgot. I don't know where that went out of my head. Yes, Sapphire. Thank you, girls. I'm pushing 60 now, guys. You know, it's just going to happen from time to time. I do know my stones, but it was on the tip of my tongue and I lost that. Yeah, like a blue sapphire color, but also, okay, lapis lazuli, thank you. But there's something about even a lighter blue agate, thank you. There's something about a soft paint, baby blue energy. And of course, when I look at the baby blue energy and the blue and the sapphire blue, I think about the shading, and I think about also, it's lucky for you. There's something about it. But of course, I think about baby boys as well. And I have a significant feeling about that. Blue topaz, thank you. Aquamarine, thank you. All of these shades of blue are fabulous. Thank you, ladies. Now that we're all in a blue mood. Fifth chakra, speaking your truth. I love that as well. And that's so funny, Ms. Ellen. It's so interesting. I just took out a chakra chart as we spoke, and literally in this moment, and I'm looking at it and I'm thinking about the throat because I was just thinking about, and it does say the aquamarine, the blue sapphire. It's also talking about creative expression. And anyway, I love all this. Okay, let's go back to Jean for a minute. Thank you, Miss Kat. Terry has entered the room. Terry, good morning. Terry Campbell is a 1-2 listen psychic astrologer. And of course, you know Chris is here, who's also a psychic counselor over on 1-2listen.com, our numerologist. And thank you for being here, ladies. Now, where was I? Oh, back to Jean. She has two real estate agents coming on Wednesday to take pictures of the house she wants to sell. Very good. I love this. Thank you for that. And I'm working with a friend to help her build a garden. Very, very special things. What's going to happen in that garden is you're going to start, you ladies are going to start attracting more, like I said, the richness of it. The color of the butterfly, the colors of what you're planting, it's going to be so deep and so beautiful. I can't wait to see it. Okay. There's some blessings in that garden. All right. Now let's come back to the top. And thank you for that confirmation. Now. Mary would like a reading for health and prosperity. I really, truly believe over the coming, well, first of all, I feel a boost in both, but I think keeping your immune system at its ultimate high, like seriously working and focusing on that, and also resting when you feel called, like more rest, but also building your immune system is very, very positive around your health. And of course, as far as abundance goes, I believe that everyone now needs to feel safe and secure because we know in the world there are things taking place that rock us as humans, and our humanity is being tested, and everything about life has been a little more difficult than usual. But we know historically we overcome these things, and we ebb and flow, and we go through these cycles of highs and lows and through the years and the decades. We've seen it, not like this, but we've seen it, and we are more prepared than we give ourselves credit for day to day. And there are good things going on for some of us and some of you individually as well. Collectively, because we are so wide open and we are so focused on being selfless and paying attention to what's going on out there and feeling for everyone that's not as blessed or protected or as safe as we are. You know, we want to even shine our light brighter. We want to spread our, maybe it can't always be as positive as we want it to be, but we can spread and share that light with others. And so I feel some of that for you, Mary. And I also feel that releasing some of what you're holding on to will open your world up and also your financial abundance, because it will flow. Sometimes we earn to spend and sometimes we spend to earn. And I like talking about this in the Aries season because I think those Aries energies are risk takers, and I do feel like they spend to earn instead of the other way around sometimes. But the Aries energy like encourages us maybe to be a little more extreme in our choices and to go out there and take a little risk and things like that, and maybe act a little fearless from time to time. The more we open our heart and the more we are maybe choosing a little bit of a charity, which I do believe you do at times, to become less fearful, more charitable, even if it makes no sense, even if it's a few pennies, whatever it is, your time. Time is so valuable. I feel some of this. And I do believe by June, you're going to feel a resurgence of blessings for yourself, okay, and for the people around you. So also, there's a trip or some travel. Are you going somewhere? Because I see richness around this too. Thank you, Maureen, for the aquamarine. Okay, hold on. You guys are all so funny. You're so connected to one another. Tara just said she had to leave for a minute. She had to duck out for a minute. Any messages about her energy resurgence? We'll get there in 1 second. But I'm literally talking about Mary coming into a time and place of more abundance. But there's a when we look at abundance, when we look at financial flow, when we look at where we're choosing to spend or earn or vice versa, are you going anywhere in September? Because I feel something about this. I have two timeframes for you, June and September. And I feel increases in certain ways and blessings, but one of them feels like an adventure or a trip that's going to lead you to something else when you return, either a thought, an idea, some kind of pursuit, passion, or something that can actually earn money. Oh, wait, hold on a minute. Been worried about upcoming tests, huge expenses, trying to plan a cruise to Panama. Okay, there you go, Panama Canal. I feel like you're supposed to take this trip, but she said she's worried about the money because of the trip. Okay, which makes sense, but there's something about a blessing about the trip. So I believe it's all going to work out. Your tests, I'm not a doctor, so I can't give you medical advice, but I can see an increase in your self-care to perhaps counteract any issue that will arise. You're okay. I'm not saying you're not okay. I believe you, I know you're okay, but I also believe that it's sometimes when we put the it's so interesting. We're all so human when it comes to our testing and stuff like that for medical purposes. And I feel like at the same time, it's a catch 22. We know we have to do it. I want you to do it and go through with it, of course. And I'm not worried at all, because what it's actually going to do is give you a heads up on something that needs to be elevated or paid more attention to, so to speak. But it's not nothing that's going to, you know, ultimately take any time from you. So that's very good. At the same time, it is going to kind of encourage you to change a few things about your life and maybe your habits or eating or something like this, like to you know, to improve your, and or to even boost your immune system. I love that. And honestly, you know, sometimes, and you of course talk to your doctor about this, because this isn't intended to give you medical advice, but it is a little reminder that sometimes we need a little upgrade or an update around maybe our vitamin intake, our supplement intake, a little IV. There's so many things out there now that can help us day to day really increase that immunity. And I feel that you need that. I feel you're going to wind up taking your trip. I do believe there's a blessing around it. And I don't feel the exact correct time yet, I'll probably feel better about this after the second week of April, around the timing. But right now I'm not there yet, but I think you're working it out and it'll happen at the right time. Okay. All right. Now let me see. It's all going to balance out, Mary. And I hope that helps too. Releasing some things when we want to manifest more. Releasing some things. That we're holding on to is also a very good, there's nothing tricky about it. It's just the truth. We clear some space in ourselves to really be able to manifest more. And, you know, sometimes we can look at these things as humans and say, oh, come on, how much more manifesting can I do? How much more of this can I do? How much more prayer can I do? How much more meditating can I do? And these types of things. But I do believe holding on to something within us that's kind of weighing on us in a negative way, it's good to release some of that. In real terms, it helps our health so much. So why not release some of anything that you hold on to that can create more fear or worry or angst or energy, you know? I see a little bit of that. I think a journal would help you with that, like a grudge almost. And also looking forward. You're living your life, you know? I don't know why we feel at times guilty for living our lives, because we never feel guilty for giving to someone else. We feel more guilty for giving to ourselves. So you're going to work all this out. Okay. This is for KM. Hello there. I'm meeting my sons. So she has a son, Thomas. And so I'm meeting my son's girlfriend's parents for the first time in years. My son wants to go out to dinner. How will this go? So can you tell me your son's girlfriend's name? Thomas is clearly serious about the young lady, as you know. Let's take a peek, okay? Thomas and Jessica. Have you been around her lately? I actually feel very good about it's interesting because the Three of Pentacles energy is very much about a meal and conversation and dining. And I feel you haven't been around her lately, but he just wants to go to dinner random. So he has a little plan. How old is Thomas now? Can you tell me his age? I have a method to my madness. I love that. So Thomas is being confirmed. I feel like the dinner, I could sense a little bit of anxiety. I know it's been a while, right? But I feel good about it. And I also feel like, you know, I'm actually looking at 25. So 2 years, you know, I'm still seeing Jessica 2 years. I want to say this. I'm not saying they won't have their ups and downs. And I know they're young and all of these things. But I actually feel pretty good about her. And at the same time, I see some celebration. The dinner looks fantastic. I just pulled the Three of Cups. Do you feel emotional about it? Do you feel, of course, it's a big deal. I know being confirmed is a big deal. It's definitely a topic. For some reason, it's a very, I actually was talking about this last night, and you're saying it this morning, which we don't really talk about it out loud as much anymore. I could feel your emotions. Yeah. And I think just celebrating Thomas, I'm okay with you meeting the family and everything, or re-meeting the family. It's okay, because if you just know that you're there for Thomas and just embrace that. I love that. I love that he's taken your dad's name. And I'm really proud of him for stepping up into his faith. And also, you know, we don't hear, this is so great, because I was just saying last night, we don't hear about people getting confirmed as much anymore, because people get off track and, you know, they wander, and now coming back to that, I love that. And I was talking about the meaning of confirmation last night, and how we have to bring back some of the commitment of our ancestors and our heritage and all of these things. So you're definitely confirming something that is in my consciousness of late, about the way people can really follow through and honor their bloodline and even take on certain commitment that people have forgotten about along the way. And even just for themselves, for their spirit, for whatever it is, it doesn't even mean, may not mean anything to anybody else. You're there for, okay, so Jessica's going to grad school for 2 years. Okay, good. So if I'm still seeing this at 25, which is 2 years, that makes a little bit of sense, because I feel at that time we're going to really know what's going on, you know, and at the same time, I don't feel an end. So we're just going to have to kind of embrace it for now. And there's something soft about her, and there's something very smart about her. And I think we have to honor the family to some degree within ourselves, and of course honor yourself too. You're going to be great. I pulled the Three of Pentacles. I pulled the Three of Cups. I love the energy of both. I know you're emotional. This is an emotional time. I know you're very proud of Thomas. I think you can deal with the rest of it. If you just keep making it, it's, I know sometimes, I think making it about Thomas and his growth and his commitment to his faith and his beliefs, all of these things, I think this is what's most important here. And I feel her time in grad school, as you know, there's growth and there's changes, and I don't see an end. So I think we have to kind of embrace all of this, okay? The finances, are a process, but they're to be made up. And I'm really going off the cuff here, but I honestly feel like they're going to be made up somehow. And I do believe even 2 months from now, this is going to be better. So I do feel a little up and down. I'm pulling the Wheel of Fortune energy. I feel this up and down a little bit, but 2 months from now, you're going to be feeling a lot better. Okay. And it'll kind of be made up a little bit at a time, but then things will start getting ahead. Look, you guys, and I know we have a lot of this right now. I think it's worth it to just attend, you know, of course, embrace the dinner, embrace everybody, you know, it's a moment. I think you're okay. And you know, Jessica's going to grad school, and Thomas is also doing important things, and he is a really sweet young man. I could tell his energy, and he's a little, he's, I don't want to use the word overlooked. He's underestimated. I know that. He's very, very bright, and he's humble, and I like that. but he's a really good person. You should be proud of yourself as a mother. And I hope that helps. And you're going to be really proud of him at the end of the day. And everyone else will be too. So congratulations to your family, okay? All right, you take care. Okay, let's see who's next now. And I'm coming back to the top. Let me see. I hear, if you hear a little barking, we know we still, the boys are, I could tell they're rumbling in there. So they're getting a little antsy. So I apologize in advance for that because I know what's coming next, the pitter patter of paws. All right, let's take a look. Monty and Jackson, they're still adjusting without Lulu. So we all are actually, it's really definitely put a little, you know, damper on our days. I'll say that she is greatly missed. So, and thank you for all the love continuously, everyone, for that. Okay, now let's take a peek. Annika, I'm never going to try to talk you out of not going back to school, if that makes sense in English, what I just said. I feel like she said, okay, if you have time, I'm wondering if I should grow and stay in my current job or start going back to school for my other interests that I didn't get to finish due to COVID times. Would this be in the autumn, honey? Because honestly, I just don't feel... If you're not letting it go... I'm not against you going back. I'll just say it that way. And I feel pretty firm about this. And I'm wondering if you can, you probably want to go, do you want to go full time? Because I'm wondering if you can go a little at a time just to focus, like to work on it. I could start now or the autumn. See, I'm seeing more autumn. Is it possible to take a class or something on the side, or do you have to go all the way in and stay in? Like full time. I don't want to say no to school. And usually I'm like, oh, why, you know, psychically I'm like, sometimes I'll say why bother or whatever, but I'm not feeling that with you. I feel like it's okay to step into it. I would have to, I like that. But I feel fall, you'll be more prepared. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm not going to talk you out of starting if that's what you want to do now, but I really feel autumn is better timing. I do not know why. Once a week works in my mind. No one could take it away from you. I feel like it's still hanging on your spirit, so you should be doing it. I don't know why. Does it make any sense that I would be saying autumn is better? Because I got the 9th month. I got the hermit in my head also. I feel strongly about that. I hope that helps, but I don't know, once a week. I just feel like this whole year is finally starting to happen. And it was a little topsy-turvy and things like that. So I don't know. I just feel like fall, you'd be more ready, prepared. And if you feel like you can... If it's too stressful right now and you're asking, I just feel like delay. I just feel like fall would be better. But if you feel ready enough, I do not want to talk you out of it. I do want to try to encourage you to do it. Because if you stay, you're young and you're ambitious and you're motivated. And if you stay in a position, you can grow in your current position, sure. But I think this will be hanging over your head. It's been 5 years and it's still on your brain. And I feel like the secondary career would be more fulfilling for you later, if that makes sense. Okay. I don't want to talk about it 5 years from now with you and realize that we look back today and say, no, don't do it. And then it's like, we're going to do it anyway. I think you know this deeply. It's an alignment with your spirit too. It's the calling that's hovering over your head. So let me be, I don't want to be the, I'm definitely encouraging it. Okay. Not too much too soon. That's how I feel. September looks amazing. And you guys, it's going in the blink of an eye. Anne says, "Hi, twin. How are you? She's been feeling run down, trying to protect her own energy by bypassing certain people, but enjoyed." I like that. I am with you on that. I am thinking about it, and I do have some thoughts. I feel like energetically also you need a little bit of a boost. And you need a little light, like sunshine light. I know you're going to, do you ever do anything with Himalayan salt, Anne? Because I also feel like that's good for you as well. A little clearing, a little cleansing, even a little tiny taste like this. Ingest or sprinkle on your food, tiny bit. I don't want to encourage any salt intake, but I do for you. I do feel a cleansing and a clearing. I think you're taking time out for yourself, which is really good. And I do think the people that, I know you're saying you're staying away from them on purpose, but the people that you are staying away from, I think you should continue to listen to yourself. A little more sleep, a little more rest. I think 2 more weeks, maybe three. 3 weeks from now, you'll be back to your old bouncing self. How's that? A little slow and steady wins the race. Okay, everybody. Now, I ran a little late last week. I can't believe our time is near and here. I am wishing you all the most amazing Holy Week, holiday week, week of rest, week of peace, week of kindness, please, and everything else that is attached to what is renewed within you and yourselves and the others that you touch every single day. You are amazing humans. I'm so, so grateful that you are with me this week. Don't get stuck chasing any bunnies now too much, and watch out. And you know what I say about those rabbits, so you be careful, you young ladies. And we'll have a baby out of this season in this room. I know that too. I can't wait to see who it is. And lots and lots of blessings to all of you. God bless you all. And Serena, thank you for being our producer. Everyone, I do believe that Lori Love is coming up here on YouTube. And yes, it did go fast. And you all have a glorious week as well. All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Pamela, get some rest. I'm serious. I feel you. All right. All right, everybody. Bye-bye now. You take care.